Following is a darshan given by His Divine Grace Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj on the 16th February 2000 on the Happy Hams Day of Sri Varadev in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia.
What Ekadasi? Bhami Ekadasi. Why Bhami Ekadasi? Then you used to do this. Bhami Ekadasi, Bharat Dwadasi. You know about Bharat Dwadasi, Varadev, or you know, what you know? Nothing.
Bharat Dwadasi, I am not
know. And Varadev, you know?
Varadev, he came to save the earth planet that had fallen down into the Nara region, the lower regions of the universe.
Come beginning, you speak.
The narration of Lord Varahadev is in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. And this narration in the beginning is being described by Shukadeva.
Was in highest Brahmalok, and from level, where he will go?
Yes.
He will have to come down where is earth. Brahma prayed him that, oh, please discover earth. Where she is? At that time, whole world
full of water.
14 lokas were in water. So it was very hard to search Prithvi. And if there is no Prithvi, no creation. And Narayan wanted creation from Brahma. So Brahma was so he prayed to Narayan, and Narayan came in the shape of Adi Varaha Krishna Varaha. And space Varaha is second. The Varaha who came from Brahma, he was black. And went straight, jumped in the water of Pralaya.
Devastation.
Devastation. And why? Why he took Bara? This shape.
Because a boar searches for things by smell.
Yes.
So he had to search everywhere. Where is this Prithvi?
By the earth has the quality of smell.
So, by smell. And earth has a smell. No? You know, the earth has a smell and all. Especially a smell. So, by smelling in water, and lacks so many. South, no west, no nothing. Unlimited water. Also down and up everywhere water. To search it was very. But he, when he came from his nose and touched water, in the meantime he became less and less time what he was in beginning. And he jumped, how his head and two further legs, front legs, and this head in one parallel, in lightly, and he jumped down, not a sky, from Brahmalok, that was down. And he went like an arrow. Where? Straight. Where this Prithvi was. And in the meantime, Hiranyaksha was searching any person who is equal to him and he can fight. and take a beer rush. He went to Swarga, Indra ran away. He went to Jam, Jam left his abode. Everywhere he was searching, but no one was ready to take Rishab with him. At last he saw Narad and he told that, O Narada Rishi, you everywhere go, so can you tell that who can fight with me, Rishu? Oh yes, I know, Vishnu, and he can crush you forever. Oh, I want that any should come and try to crush me. I will crush. Oh, can you tell where Vishnu is? Oh, he is everywhere. Everywhere. I am not looking, not seeing he in. Oh, you cannot see. But I am seeing that everywhere. But especially one, oh, just he has run away towards Patal Lok where Prithvi is situated. Just in the shape of any boar. He has gone there. He is going just now, I am seeing. So if you want to have any, no, you can go at once, but he is going very,
very fast.
Fast. So you can go. And then he at once jumped into that water and he was following. And he was telling, oh, why you are running away? Why you are running away? Oh, wait a little and you can fight with me. Oh, you are now fearing. Narada told, but he told it, telling lie. And then you are not fighting. But he was in hurry to take. Very quickly he went to earth and took that earth on his. And then at once came up on the horizon and kept the earth on the horizon of water. And then in the meantime he came and then he began to fight with Vishnu. And thousands of years they were fighting. And at last Vishnu with his club, he finished it. So this is one time Krishna Bhava. And second, white Shukla Bhava. Oh, the demons have anyhow took Vedas with Vedas and fire it was. All were such. Then Brahma prayed him. Brahma came from him. But he was white and jumped in the ocean. And he saw that Vedas were there, white. If they were in water, then why not
Sea
Not broken.
Why not going in another form, fish form? Why not going in different form?
Wo gal kyun nahi gaye?
Why don't become rotten? Not melt.
Melt in what? Like water. If papers are given in water, what becomes? After some days?
Well.
So why babies are not like become like that?
Vedas
oh.
Are a piece of paper,
it's
knowledge.
Not piece of paper, but transcendental knowledge. They have taken from. And, oh, the saint or any rishi like others who were very expert in Vedas, they have been kept there. If anyone takes me and what kidnaps me and keeps anywhere in a valley, in a then what it means? Or transcendental knowledge is get there. Understanding?
Yes.
Huh? Understanding?
No. No.
Anyone kidnapped a thief somewhere hidden?
Are you?
Srimad Bhagavatam is describing that it is not that some books were stolen, but the embodiment of the Vedas in the form of great sages and rishis, they had been stolen.
Yes. Yes. Understand now? So they were kept by whom? By demons? By fearing they have gone there. And when Brahma prayed that they should be brought, they should be discovered, and again they should be first given facility. And the demon who are doing so, oh, they should be killed so that they can again preach with so many facilities. So, at once, that Shvetvara went in the street and he brought them Vedas. Vedas means embodiment of Vedas. He brought this prithvi. And thus again, all were killed, demons. Again, Vedas
were preached. Who was prominent demon? Just like Hiranyaksha was prominent leader, he was black Varaha. This time, who is prominent?
It is written in your head. Madhu or Kaitav Deva. Madhu Kaitav.
Where the sages were under the water, the rishis, who were the embodiment of the Vedas, they were put under the water?
Satana Patal Lok. Like that. In water there is also some houses and everything, Patal Lok, like. It has been told, but you will have to take it transcendently, keeping the words malice from this seed bhav, not like a crude thing.
Is it like Devakuti had the house made by Kardama Muni under the water?
More than that. So, like Kapil Dev used to be in Patal Lok. There are so many rishis who used to be in very depth of water. So, that Vedas were brought and then again preached. You know, after Baldev Vidyabhushan, at that period came in Gaudiya Vaishnava, this line. And again, Bhakti Bhagirath, Bhakti Vinod Thakur discovered again that transcendental knowledge, oh, which was given by Rupa Goswami Mahaprabhu. And again, so really, these are Vedas, Srimad Bhagavatam, like this. They are Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Pani. After some time, that Varaha, oh, Brahma was worshipping that Varaha, Krishna Varaha, no? Black one. He was always worshipping. But when Brahma gave it to anyone, he gave it to Kube because he was very high class of devotee, and he kept it in Lanka in his kingdom. Later on, Raman invaded Lanka and defeated Kuvay. And with whole kingdom, he took Varaha Murti also and began to worship. And Kuber was
Rana from there.
Drivena.
So, so Avan Buddha Thakta is
not? Anatra Kono Thakta, Abhi Janma Hoye Chila Bhutta Grota. And after that, when Ram invaded and killed Raman, then Vibhishan gave it to Ram. And Ram brought it to Ayodhya. And for 1,000 years, no, 11,000 years, Ram worshipped in his
palace.
And after that, he wanted that Shatrughna should go to Mathura and kill Madhu, Lavanasu. Then he gave the what? Crown on the head of
Shatrughna.
First, he made him king and told that, oh, you should go and kill Lavanasu and establish Madhupuri. He told that, oh, I will go, but if you give me Baradev, Krishna Bara, then Ram happily gave it to Shatrughna. Why he sent Shatrughna, not to Lakshman and to Bharat? Understand?
Why did he send them?
There was some reason, and that reason was that once Shatrughna told, oh Ram brother, Lakshman always serving you, even in forest, here, there, always, and even today. And Bharat, oh so much, always serving you. But I have no chance to serve you. The place you should give me service. I want to serve you. The Ramchandra then told, oh, very soon I will give you a chance. And in the meantime, from Mathura, oh, so many rishis and munis came that, oh, we cannot
live there.
We cannot meditate there. We cannot live there. Lavanasura is and he has a Trishul, Trigon. And if Trigon will be with him, anyone, Brahma himself, will go, but he will be defeated and will be killed. So Brahma has given this, or Shankar has given this.
Lord Shiva,
so, very careful. Ram told that, oh, Shatrughna, you wanted to serve me. Now you can serve me and you can go and kill this Lavanasura and be king of there. I am making you. Then he began to weep. Oh brother, I have not told that you should give, you should drive me away from you, but you are divine driving. No. Then he told that if you will give Baradev, I will go and I will kill and then I will give the kingdom to my sons, if you like, and then I will come to you. And I will serve. And he told me. Then he went there, Shatrughna, and when he reached to Mathura, he kept that deity anywhere and worshipped, daily worshipping. And then he killed
Lavanasura.
And he established Mathurapuri in a bigger scale. And he gave the throne to
two sons.
And then, anyhow, he came to Ram. But deity was there. So Shukla Bara and Krishna Bara, even still in Mathura. Go to Parikrama, I had darshan to them. Those who have gone with me there. Shukla Bara and Krishna Bara, both are there.
Which one was established by Shatrughna? Left one, Krishna Bara.
It may be that, the both. But Krishna Bharati, Gaur Pramala.
Why would Ramchandra Bhagavan worship Ramadev?
That?
Was it Ramchandra Bhagavan and Bharati can up yet?
Why not? They can do. To
to teach others. Ramchandra, Krishna can worship Ram. When he went to Rashet Bandha Rameshwar, what he did? He did puja of Rameshwar, Shankar, even. If they can do puja of Shankar, why not to then? No harm. Sometimes Nanda Baba used to worship when Halagram, means Narayan, and Krishna as a boy, Nanda Baba used to tell, oh, he did, will he follow or not?
Sure.
The order. And if he is doing pranam, then Yashoda mother says, oh, how he is doing? Very good. He will be very good, high class of bhakta. No harm.
Narayan Silla, they all say
so. No harm, they can do.
In Navadvip Dham, Devananda Gaudiya Math is situated in Kolad Dweep, and there is a deity of Lord Varaha on the altar there.
Yes.
What is the pastime? Why it is called Kolad Dweep?
The Brahman is used to worship Varadev there.
Vasudev Mitra.
Of thousand and lakhs, yes, in Sataju. And at that time, it was a hilly place. Even today, hilly place. Like Vara in this place. And thousands of years he did meditation of Varadev. And one day Varadev came in that shape. And he was praying. He also showed him the roof of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I will be Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here, and you at that time be a Brahmin. And he gave him bhakti, this Varadev to that Vasudev Vipra, and from then Varadev and Vasudev Vipra was there. And Guru Maharaj established called the Albara.
The Vedas?
Mahaprabhu also did the Lila Pura and Mura and Sutra for it.
Mahaprabhu also. He played the role of Varadev. All, how many? 10.
No.
Keshava Dhita, all
that's a reason.
He played the role of all. That I am all.
Surakaya Baraha Chitra Balaya Okhanda Baraha Devachan.
But you should chant and remember what Mahaprabhu. But you should know all things. As much as you can. That why? Why you should know? To remove the doubts of not for bhajan and also a strongness in bhajan.
You should have by thinking of these things. Varaha or
Puranjana
Upatya,
strength for Bhajan will come. It will come. Especially these are the stages gradually developing. First is me, then Kurma, then Varaha, then Nishingha, then Parshuram. Parshuram is half like animal and half
like wild
human body. Like Parshuram. Five.
Uncivilized.
He was in the shape of human, but
is worth this red light
while
Parshuram. And then Parshuram. And then Ram. And then Krishna Baldev. Then Buddha. Then Kalki. The beginning. Me. Always in water. And from that kurma, tortoise, he can be in land also and also in water. Movement both. So he is qualified to be worshipped by both animals in water and outside. Then Bara, more powerful. And from Bara, Nishingha. Nishingha. Human body plus
land.
Nishingha. And then what? Parshuram. Nishingha, then Parshuram. And then Ram. Then Krishna, Baldev. And then Buddha. Bamandi. Nishing after Bam. So these are from Vikas of Bhagavata.
After Nishing and
Bamandi. Why did Buddha come after Krishna Balaram?
What? Lord.
What is the significance of this? What is the significance of this development?
You should think. What is significance? What is the significance between fish and
tortoise?
What difference? What is this?
So
in this. Civilized life in this.
So there's one place. Swamiji says that the Lord, he incarnates in different, as many species of life. As there are. And then he says that he does so to do benefits for those different species of life.
This is the thing that I was telling you.
How are they benefited, the different species of life? How?
For fishes. How fishes will worship or think? So for fishes they become fish. Or likewise, so many animals are like that. And for tortoises and those who are in land and water both, or for them, very nearer to them, he became tortoise. But not tortoise, but powerful. The persons who are in that stage of tortoise in intelligence and all these things, oh, they will worship.
A person who was in that mentality.
And all these things had been divided into 10 groups. Anyhow, they will be in among 10. Bhakti Vinod Thakur has described all this. Oh, there are lot of things how day and night you.
Then I want
like a demon. Why I become so upset by this? I think.
Why
so every time? Why not on this? Have you seen me? I always interest to any voice.
Sometimes we say Swamiji. Is it okay for us to say Swamiji?
No.
No.
He was my god brother, he was my friend, he was my bosom friend. I can tell him anything. I can say, are no harm, like friend, or Swami. No harm. Or Vedanta Swami. No harm. But I don't tell. I always be there.
Go Prabhanandi, Shiva Gurudev ki.
What?
Many years we used to address
as Srila Prabhupada. So is it, should we better Nityananda Purushottam Vishnupada Sutra Satashi Srila Srila Bhakti? Or is Srila Prabhupada is okay?
For whom?
For Srila Bhakti.
For Swamiji, you can do Srila Prabhupada in colloquial language like or Srila, but with regard.
Om Vishnupada.
And if any occasion, that Om Vishnupada.
Mm.
And if you are giving any class, oh, Srila Prabhupada.
Mm.
As we tell our Gurudev, oh, Srila Bhakti Pratyan Kesho Swami Maharaj. Very honor Vishnupada. Especially to Tichadru, Sichadru, and all those who are in category.
Okay. The following is a darshan given by His Divine Grace Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj on the appearance day of Lord Nityananda in 17 February 2000 at KL, Malaysia.
He Satchidananda collectively. Sat, Chit, and Ananda. In this, Himself Krishna is in the middle, Chit. He is the embodiment of Chit or the deity of Chit. Baldev Prabhu is Himself Sat, or predominatory deity of Sat. And Radhika is herself Ananda, or the dominatory deity of Ananda. Then three has become Sat, Chit, Ananda. In this, Sat, all the Sattas, Satta, Satta, entity, Satta means
existence,
all the existence. Existence of Krishna, His father, mother, Gop, Raja, everything is called Sat. So Baldev Prabhu has become all that. Nanda, Yashoda, everything He has become Sat. And Chit, Krishna, all kinds of knowledge. All kinds of knowledge. But knowledge in some upper stage becomes mood or bhav. And this bhav is turned in so many kinds of love, affection and everything. So this is Chit, Krishna Himself. And Ananda, all kinds of happiness, especially when it comes Prem, Sneha, Man, Pranay, Rag, Anurag, Bhav, Mahabhav, all this is Radhika. And to praise Krishna, what is manifested in all kinds of gopis, lakhs and lakhs, only they are modes of Radhika. They are nothing separate from Radhika. All are Radhika. But in so many modes. Chandravali is also, she is also a part of Radhika. To explain Radhika is how higher, so she has become. Even Sita, Lakshmi,
Even Uma, Rama, Satya, Sati, Rukmini, all are the part of Srimati. Radhika has become. So this is Rana. So in this Baldev Prabhu is Aadhar of all. Foundation of all. Like pot. No pot, no water, nothing. So Baldev Prabhu is like Aadhar of all. And that is why he is called Aadhar Shakti. Also, he has Hal and Mushal in his hand. Why? By plow. To
cultivate
the field of jiva. So he is cultivating all jivas, all the jivas who are baddhar mukta. And he is cultivating there, especially Braja Jeev, and so various kinds. Nanda Yashoda, all are manifesting or Kayavyur, like those who are associates. And now the Jivas who are serving conjugal or Krishna in any way, they have all come from Nityananda, Baldev Prabhu. In also here in Parabhyam, Vaikunth, all the jivas serving Narayan, they have come to from Baldev, but not direct Baldev, from his manifestation Mahasankarsan. And then again from Karnabhishai Vishnu, a part of Mahasankarsan is Karnabhishai Vishnu. And from there, lakhs jivas, both kind of jivas. Those who are Baddha and Mukta, Baddha going to serve Krishna, anywhere to Vaikunth here and there. And those who looked towards this world, towards Maya, at once they were attracted to Maya. So all the jivas are from, and one part more. First, Baladev Prabhu, then Mul Sankarsan, Mahasankarsan, Karnabdi Sai Vishnu, Garbhadra Sai Vishnu, and Kshirodra Sai Vishnu, and then one says, who says, oh, always serving Krishna in so many ways. This says Baladev Prabhu, Ananta, for all the avatars coming to this world, they serving, says. In Golok Vrindavan, like Baldev, in Dwarka and all other places, like Mool Shankar, and in Vaikuntha, like Mahasankar, and in this world, Asana, Basana, Bhushan, everything.
All paraphernalia.
All paraphernalia. This Baldev Prabhu, Nityananda Prabhu. And when Krishna comes in the shape of Mahaprabhu, he comes in the shape of
Nityananda.
And when he comes in the shape of Ramachandra, he comes like
Lakshmana.
When Krishna comes in the shape of Nrisimhadev, then when? What he does? How he comes?
When he comes
in Nrisimhadev? How he comes? As a dham.
No.
Without dham, Krishna can ascend any dham. So where you are not seeing, then with dham, there.
Dham means?
Dham means dham. Dham you don't know.
Yes, but it's...
No, deep is dham.
But if Nrsingh Dev appears in the palace of Hiranyakashipu.
Oh, like dham, like when Krishna went in the womb of Devaki, or Baldev Prabhu came as a dham there first.
Uh-huh.
You are not seeing, but when he came in jail, or first, he came like Baladev as a dham. There we are not seeing. And thus, he is serving Krishna, Radha Kanjuga. So Nityananda means Nitya Ananda who gives to Mahaprabhu. Understand? Giving eternal Ananda, pleasure by his service in all ways. Without Nityananda Prabhu, anyone cannot touch Mahaprabhu or Radha Krishna Kanjuga. So, what you see, ornament of Krishna, Mahaprabhu, all other incarnations, all are, oh, this Nityananda. He comes in so many various ways with his Prabhu, serving. And he is not satisfied in anyone, any way. First he came like a Lakshman, Tretaju, younger brother. But he was not satisfied by serving. So much service he wants. So he saw that, oh, Ram left Sita. It was not his mood. And thus he was so much suffering, Ram. So he could not see. And when he saw in Dandakaranya after Raman took away Sita, Ram always lamenting. So he could not bear. And also in his last pastime, Ram left Sita without any reason. And he became the what? Means he took Sita. Ram ordered him that you should take Sita and you should live in forest. And he went. He was thinking that my heart is made of iron or thunderbolt. That is why not
breaking.
So he made up his mind that I should be elder brother to control him. He will learn to. And that is why he became
Baladev.
But again, there were some things, and he wanted to test another thing. So he became Nityananda. He came in this. So Nityananda Prabhu is Guru. And he is serving always in Vatsalya Rasa. You see that Nityananda Prabhu did their puja. Are you doing your own work?
I am not doing your own work.
Devaku standing, devil eat standing, devil do archan standing, devil sleep standing, everything is standing. Then, what are you telling?
Nityananda Prabhu, just got the puja.
What is Vyas Puja? We know that we should do Vyas Puja. The puja of Krishna's wife and Vyadavyas, because he has written all, he has manifested everything. But Nityananda Prabhu told that, oh, you are all wrong. He had not manifested Vyas Dev, But Krishna has manifested. And he is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He manifested everything in the heart of Vyasa. So he must be
worshipped first.
He is Vyasa of his own pastime. He is Vyasa of his own. So, Nityananda Prabhu was waiting, and all were requesting him that you should do Vyasa Puja. But Mahaprabhu was not there. He was some late. And he was, he was doing. And all time, yes, the statue of Vyasa or anything is there, a ghat. And in that ghat, Vyasa has been
called.
Everything was ready. And he was making late and late. Then when Mahaprabhu came, then all requested Mahaprabhu that he is not doing Vyasa Puja. Then Mahaprabhu told, oh my brother, why you are not doing Vyasa Puja? And telling this, he took the garland and gave it in the neck of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this was Vyasa Puja. Oh, real Vyasa is he. Mahaprabhu. Then all that Vyasa cannot do anything. And Narada told him,